shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And the world-famous Phil Hendry Show underway here from the El Pacifico, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, each and every night. And we welcome you to our program. We welcome those of you watching our video cast at philhendryshow.com. We do a live video cast each and every night. And I know that I've had some comments from people saying, Phil, please don't mute the commercial breaks. We don't mute the commercial breaks for any reason other than some technical reasons. But when we are not going through the screening process on our phones, we will definitely unmute. And so you won't be kept from hearing the things that are going on. But we're not trying to keep anything from you. You know, we're just trying to do our thing in terms of the technical aspect of the show. Our number here tonight is, and always, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Don Mixa, who is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington and has commented on our program on political issues because he also chairs a progressive student faculty alliance up there, is going to be with us to talk more on the Trayvon Martin story, which is continuing. And, you know, I'm wondering exactly what the status of this is. I understand that the state's attorney has it. Maybe the federals are looking at it. And it almost seems as if something is going to have to be done to placate public opinion. Doesn't it seem that way to you? It does to me. The latest here of the many stories is that NBC has apologized for editing and airing the edited version of a 911 call that was placed by George Zimmerman. In this edited version, NBC made it seem as if Mr. Zimmerman was volunteering the race of Trayvon Martin, which was not the case. The misleading version of the 911 call played on the Today Show on March 27th led viewers to believe that Zimmerman volunteered to the operator that Martin was black. The full audio from the phone call reveals that Zimmerman mentioned Martin's race only when the 911 operator asked him, is he white, black, or Hispanic? During the investigation, it became evident that there was an error made in the production process that we deeply regret, NBC News said in Tuesday's statement. We will be taking the necessary steps to prevent this from happening in the future. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, from having worked in broadcasting and audio production and audio editing, which I consider myself to be very good, that's a whole lot of, I mean, the decision made to edit that piece the way it was had to be vetted before it got on the air, and the individual that edited it that way did it on purpose. All right, let's get, and say what you will. On the line with me right now is Don Mixa from the University of Washington. Don, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing fine. I wanted to ask you, how do you know that for a fact?
I don't.
Because you stated it as if it was a fact.
I did. I'm saying, based on my experience, at that level, you do not. I understand that you want to edit for length. You want to edit for time. And there are places where you cut. And one of the obvious places to cut is when the operator pops on there. I personally wouldn't edit a 911 call that way. I think it's vital to have the operator's voice. Some people think it's just the constancy of the individual placing the call. But be that as it may, the way that was cut was to a certain spot in the tape. If they just wanted George Zimmerman, okay, fine, I understand that. But they cut to a certain spot in the tape, which left a very vivid impression that he was saying, oh, and by the way, he's black.
Well, I don't know anything about the audio productions you're talking about. I can tell you, though, that somebody's going to have to, at some point, step forward here. I heard what you said at the beginning of your broadcast, which was, what exactly is the end game here? And I know the state's attorney has it. I know the federals have got it. And these are people that are going to have to make some, obviously, make some very tough calls. But what is the end game?
All right, now let's tell people that you wrote a piece here for the Progressive Student Faculty Alliance up there, in which you use the phrase Zimmerman needs to be fed to the Panthers.
I believe that you have to at some point give him up to the Black Panthers. Yeah.
The statement is feed him to the Panthers. What? That sounds pretty violent.
No, there's nothing violent about it. We're not talking here about anything other than feeding him to the Panthers, the Black Panthers, and other black activist groups, and I, as a progressive, I am a Caucasian white, but I've got good relationships with many of these groups that are representative of our minority Americans, and the Panthers and other groups like this are demanding that they know the whereabouts of this man.
What kind of an assurance do you have, or feeling do you have, that this man would be safe in the hands of the Black Panthers? And why, in this process, does he need to be given to them?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think he would be safe. I think all the Panthers want to do is have groups like this generally will have some kind of a mock trial of some kind, some sort of a kangaroo court. It is generally done for propaganda purposes. And then once he is adjudicated in this mock trial by the Panthers, I think they will be satisfied. And then it's just a matter of placing a phone call to the authorities and saying, well, here's where you can pick him up.
And essentially what you're saying is let them kidnap him.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying George Martin needs to voluntarily feed himself to these people.
And why do you use the term feed himself?
Well, I'm using that term, Phil, because I think that you have to placate certain groups. Otherwise, they're just going to constantly be banging on the floor with the dinner trays, so to speak. They're going to be constantly running the dinner trays on the bars of the cage. And, you don't want that to happen. You know, it gets loud and it gets calamitous, and it becomes it's difficult to hear yourself think. And so I'm saying that what you have to do with a guy like this is, if you say to George Zimmerman, look, you know, we don't want this to get any worse.
What is the likelihood? By the way, you talk about running the trail on the cage. Is it almost as if the people that are calling for justice here, let's call what it is. I don't hear anybody asking to do this guy's head on a platter. But you're saying that they're all banging the trays on the bars and...
Well, I'm saying that it can become... But I'm saying that Martin needs to feed himself, Zimmerman rather, needs to feed himself to the Panthers, because they're going to be continually making noise. They're going to want to have some satisfaction here. And when you do that, they can get it over with. And
you think that what the Panthers want to do is have this guy Zimmerman in a mock trial of some kind?
I think so. Again, as a Caucasian who is very close to these groups, they for whatever reason, I mean, I hope there are good reasons, they trust me. And here on campus, I've got good relations with the new Black Panther Party. And again, I am white, so I can assure you that anything they did would be simply in the form of propaganda.
And so they're looking to make the guy look stupid.
Well, I think that they're looking to have a some kind of a set piece propaganda trial, you know, one of these mock trials, and then let him off at a street corner and have the police or whoever pick him up and let it go with that.
Why not just turn him over to the police?
Well, I think at some point, again, Phil, you have the minority population in this country banging on the floor, and maybe I'm using the wrong term there, but they're looking to get some. They're looking to have this. You know, they want to see this guy, and I think that yes, you want to turn him over to the police, but I think the unfortunate reality is they're going to have to feed him to the Black Panthers first.
And why do you say this is a racial issue?
Well, I don't see that it's a white and black issue.
Even though this guy Zimmerman's Hispanic and...
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The Hispanics are white, and again, I'm white, but fortunately I'm trusted by a great many in the minority communities, but I am white. Martin is Hispanic. I wish I was Hispanic, because I think it makes being Hispanic gives you a little bit more credibility as a Caucasian, but... In this case, Zimmerman has no credibility at all, and he has a Hispanic, you know.
All right, we're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington, the engineering, he's a professor of engineering, who's also the chairman of the Student Faculty Progressive Alliance. And in an article that he wrote for their newsletter, he said, essentially, their online newsletter, he said, essentially, that Zimmerman needs to be fed to the Black Panthers. And that sounds really... grotesque.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Phil, but I don't mean anything violent by it.
Well, it sounds that way. And see, what you're saying is he needs to voluntarily give himself up to the Black Panthers before the police?
Well, he's not under arrest for anything, as far as I know. And
that is true.
All right, so
So what you're saying is the only people that he needs to placate right now are the Black Panthers.
Well, I think the only people he needs to placate right now is the judgment of the African-American population of the United States. Let's take a look at this guy. Let's see what kind of credulity, you know, we have with him. And let's put him on the stand and you know, ask him questions. If it has to be a revolutionary-style court, then that's what it's got to be. And then you drop him off at a street corner at 5 o'clock and let it go with that. You know, I don't know what else. But I think once he goes through that, things may cool off for him a little bit.
Well, okay, so he's got to give himself up to a group. You're saying that, and I'm not saying that anything violent would happen, but it sure sounds like it to me when you say feed him to the Panthers.
And, well, I don't think anything would.
But you can't guarantee that. And he has this mock trial, and then they drop him off at a street corner.
And he's free to go. I think that right now, people just don't know where he is. I think they want to see him. They want to put him on trial in the revolutionary court of the Black Panthers. And then you can let him go in a street, you know, drop him off in a street corner, something like that.
All right, Don Mixon with us here, 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445, as we talk here about George Zimmerman. And there's just this that seems like critical mass is building on this thing. Don Mixer wrote an article saying, well, the way to deal with it is for Zimmerman to be fed to the Black Panthers, meaning they have some sort of mock trial or whatever it is they're going to have, and then he's free to go. I don't know if that's how it works, but 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Tell me what you said. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. What did you just say, Don?
What I said was essentially that, George Zimmerman is Hispanic, which you're right, but that doesn't matter. George Zimmerman is, in the eyes of a black man, he's Caucasian.
And when we were talking about George Zimmerman being Hispanic.
Yeah, in the eyes of he is Hispanic, but in the eyes of the African American, he's white. And I know this because of my longstanding relationship with black people and Black Panther Party.
Why do you have the credibility you say you have with the Black Panthers?
Well, I dated for a long time. I dated one of their associate members, a female, and got to know the inner workings of the group. She vouched for me, and as a result of her vouching for me, I got very friendly with a great many of the Panthers. They trust me. They don't trust a lot of Caucasians, but they do trust me, and that's why I'm saying that this George Zimmerman, I think you got to just, the words that I use, I think to just feed him to the Panthers and let them have their mock trial and drop him off on a street corner, and we can be done with it, you know.
All right, 8-7, you realize that when you talk about feeding him to the Panthers...
Well, you have to understand the revolutionary language. It's not eliminating violence. It's just a revolutionary phrase of the...
A revolutionary phrase you use. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Tina on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tina. You're on with Don Mixa.
Hey, Phil. I actually really don't have a lot to say to someone like Don, who is obviously a horrible, horrific person who wants to and hates America, hates white people, hates black people, who... I always get very impressed by white people that want to come on and say they know black people.
I do.
You don't know black people.
Just because you don't. Just because you don't.
Well,
just because you
don't.
You don't
know what you're talking about. I have.
You don't know anything about blacks.
I'm actually black and Hispanic.
You have no. I can tell you have no black friends. I can tell. I can tell by talking to you. I can tell by talking to you.
You're
a
communist and you hate America. You hate black people. Nobody talks about taking down
stupid,
America and not using our legal system,
you're
our justice
stupid.
System.
You're
funny. And if
we're going to feed Zimmerman.
You are not,
we're feeding
you
Zimmerman
work
to
in
the
university
Black Panthers.
System. Please
you're
tell me that you are not
you're a stupid
America
woman.
About
ma'am.
Hatred and a total, complete justice system
yes,
that is separate
yes.
from America's justice system.
I'm doing
system.
It, and I'm doing it to
you,
piss you off.
Right,
revolution.
I might know.
Yeah.
You're not pissing me off. You're
I'm
actually making me very sad. because the
no,
level
you're not sad,
of
you're just talking too much.
The level
I think it's not
of,
sadness, it's just too much anxiety
stupid.
On your part,
you know
ma'am.
What you are? You're just completely
yeah.
wrong.
But
you guys
you're sexually
keep
attracted
evil,
to me.
Evil,
I can tell
evil
you this,
things.
Phil. The lady is
hatred.
Sexually attracted to
you
me.
You don't know
she's
what you're
sexually
talking
attracted
about. You wish you had.
All right, all right, all right. All you guys
world.
Are doing, and this
and
is what I said
evil,
to you, Tina.
Evil
Tina, this is what I said to you at the very beginning. I said, "What you know, you don't listen because you are afraid to engage in a discussion. That's why
no.
you just keep talking, talking, because
no.
you're afraid of
you
being wrong. You're afraid of being wrong.
Afraid
listen,
of
see what
are
I'm saying?
You on his side?
You're afraid of
are you on his
what
side?
I'm on the side of. What I'm on the side of is having a conversation instead of you just blah 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 blah. That's what you're doing.
No, no,
I'm on the,
I'm not
on the
blah,
side
blah,
of having
blah.
A dialogue.
You have a
yeah, you are. You
have names right
you
off
haven't
the bat.
Shut.
And I'm not going to.
No,
take
you called
it.
Him names. You called him a communist. You called him all kinds of things.
No,
you know?
That's not a name.
Phil, don't
that's
worry about
the
it.
Truth.
Don't worry about
what
it, Phil. She's angry because she's angry because she had sex with a black guy once and he dumped her, and she's probably got three or four black
no,
kids.
Actually, I like
okay, come on. Come on.
Well, I mean, if the lady wants to listen to me, I'll tell her. You feed Zimmerman to the Panthers, the problem's over with. But you, you.
No, you're what, do you want to
I don't know
him
about you.
You want, they want to flog him?
That's
what
you'd like, that's what you,
like,
that's what
you do to
that, I like this hanging from the tree. Where'd you get that?
Well, I'm saying, what do you want to do to this
do you
man?
Fantasize
how,
about
how
that?
Wait a minute.
Something like,
wait a minute.
We feed him. What do you want to do to
fleet.
Him?
I didn't say fleet him. I didn't say that at all.
Feed
I said
him.
Feed him.
Feed him.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very
quit
much.
Being
what
nervous.
Is it? What does that mean?
Quit being nervous.
All right.
How
you
is
know
that
what?
Nervous? What does that mean?
Don, the lady's now listening to you, okay? And now you're mocking her.
Well, she came off calling me a commie. Maybe I am a communist. Isn't this
you
American?
You are. I mean, you should
okay,
agree.
Okay, so?
You know it's
so
the
what?
Truth.
Okay, so what? I
well,
am a
because
communist.
It's, so, because it's evil. It's
Marxist
against
Leninist.
Everything that's American. And this person is American. He's an American.
You don't even know. You,
it's not communist.
You don't know what America is. I think that this guy Zimmerman needs to be fed to the Panthers, and then you,
no,
as an appetizer.
No. I love
I'd
all
love to see what happened. I would love to see you in a Black Panther meeting, wetting your pants, because that's what had happened.
Do you like that kind of thing? Do you like people to
yeah.
be afraid? You want to scare people?
You no,
is that your
no, I don't.
Thing?
Only you. Only you.
No, you can't scare me.
Only
you're
you.
Not scary.
Well,
you're
are.
Trying to scare America.
I think
are you
you're
trying
scared.
To scare? Are you trying
I
to scare Zimmerman? What do you want to do to this poor guy? What is the Black Panthers
like
going
to hear,
do to
you,
him?
You'd like to? Oh, you listen to you. You want the details, don't you?
What do they want to do?
Are you getting
no,
excited?
Okay. What is this conversation about?
Well, this lady thinks that she's going to. You know, I'm an intellectual. I'm a member of a profession, and she's starting to make me angry because I'm getting nervous. And
well, you're admitting to being nervous.
Yeah, because she's making me angry. And
well, why is she making you angry?
Because she won't shut up and let me...
She won't shut up and let you, what, dominate the conversation?
This guy Zimmerman needs to turn himself into the nearest Black Panther cell.
What are you going to do to him?
Where?
Why? What are you going to do?
Can
what
I
kind
ask,
of justice are
I don't
you
know why. I don't know why. I don't know why it is. I want
what
a picture of you.
What happens to a guy
I,
when you
I
drop
want a picture
him,
of you.
You.
I want a picture of you.
No, you know what, dude? Good luck. You know what? When you when you want Zimmerman on the corner, what is it that you
what
want
you gonna
to
do
with a guy in the middle of the night?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing. No, no. You weren't listening to me. I said we the Panthers. I said the Panthers would have a mock trial. He would be adjudicated guilty, and they'd dump him off on a corner, and people can pick him up and go have breakfast. It's about as bad as that.
Every Hispanic
more,
in America
okay?
should find out who you are because you are evil. You are and black people. Black people.
I'm
how dare
man.
You
I
represent
I know black people. No,
you don't
people.
Represent anybody. You represent
well,
your
are you
idiot,
representing? Are you representing black people?
I am representing blacks to whites. I, as far as whites are concerned, I'm black.
No, you're not
I don't
a white
represent
person.
Black people.
You're lying. You're
not
right.
white.
I'm not
a white
person.
You
don't know what white is.
You're
you
right.
don't know a white. You don't want a black. You don't know anything.
I'm not
but
white.
You're lying and you're creating hatred. All you're doing
well, you're
is
lying.
Hatred.
You're lying.
And you want a revolution.
You're trying to pretend.
And you want
ma'am, you're trying to
you
pretend
to
like
hurt.
You've got black friends, and I think you've probably
I don't have to pretend
turned black.
Anything.
I think you're pretending. Well, I'm not talking about like someone you say hi to at school. And I'm not talking about someone that cleans your house, and I'm not talking about someone who you're friendly with at the supermarket. I mean a friend.
What kind of friends do you have?
It's people what that, kind I can, of what? That I can trust. People who want to put my life in their hands.
There's not one black person you know
that you'd put your life in their hands.
Yeah, so you basically listen to black people that tell you to go talk to the white people.
You know, you let her get under your skin.
Would you send me some? Let me ask you something. I bet you've done this before, and I bet you do it for me. Would you send me a pair of your underwear? Yes or no? Yes or no?
You've done it before. Why do you change the subject? What do you want to do with this poor guy and put him on a corner in the middle of the night? It's despicable what you talk about. This is horrific.
I'm saying, this is America.
We are for justice and the Panthers.
Well, you let her get. Now we got a break.
Phil, I hate you.
Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Don Mixa on the line with us. And I want to apologize to our caller just preceding this break, the young lady. I think I kind of jumped all over her at the beginning and didn't give her a chance, although I needed for her to calm down and just allow you to talk, Don. But
I don't think you're unfair to her. I thought she was unfair to me. I thought she was she assaulted me, calling me names.
Well, you admitted to having sympathies with Marxist-Leninist philosophy.
I said I'm a communist, if you want to call me a communist, yeah. But that lady wouldn't shut up, and I had a problem because when I listen to a young lady who sounds to me like somebody that on another day, another time, we might have been friends. And I was stimulated by her, and she wouldn't shut up, and she called me names. And, you know, for the first time in a lot of years, Phil, since I was married, and I was only married 2 years, I wanted to just grab a woman by the shoulders and shake her. And
all right, well, that is not what I'm talking about. I just wanted to say to her, I felt like I might have, preempted her a little bit there at the beginning. Welcome back to the show, 877-876-PHIL. We have Don Mixa on the line with us. He is the author of an article in the student faculty progressive website saying that Zimmerman should be, quote, fed to the Panthers. And you say that's not violent, but it sounds violent.
It doesn't. It's a play on words, Phil. When you talk about a big cat, you talk about one of these big cats. I don't know if you've ever seen these big cats. You go to the zoo and you feed them a big piece of red meat. You know, it's, I don't mean anything violent by it. I just mean feed them so they can have a mock trial, and the African American people of America can. As a white man, I'm speaking as best as I can for black people to the white community, because I think right now black people need a white to at least one white to also speak for them. And,
yeah, okay, 877, I don't know about that, 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to Malcolm. Malcolm, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Don Mixa. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Hendry? Respect.
Good,
respect,
thank you.
Listen, audience.
Yes, sir.
The guy there, we are not understanding. What gives him the right to speak for us? As far as Florida... The Panthers
is
the one who brought it forward. The grassroots people is the ones who brought it forward. To boast out and tell someone to turn this guy over to the Panthers and stick us out there on the front line to be killed, why not let it go as the process is going and let the police, law enforcement turn him over to Jesse, turn him over to Revan? Why is he sticking us up there out front to get killed? First of all, what gives him the right to speak for us? His 80 million
As I said, I had dated a young lady who was in the Panthers very briefly. She vouched for me. And secondly, I would say that the Panthers, I'm not asking for anything other than to give them their day in court, which would be to adjudicate George Martin in the People's Court before the People's Tribunal.
The
Sir,
People's
you have
Tribunal.
No right to detect what we want to do. If we wanted Mr. Zimmerman, whoever, we know where to find him. We can go get him. We don't need someone to bring him to us. We're not following you, sir.
What I'm saying very simply is, But all I'm saying is you feed this guy to the Panthers so they can put him before the People's Tribunal.
And what is this People's Tribunal?
Why is he sticking us out there that we need to be fed? Feed him to us for what? We don't want that.
Well, you need to understand that I'm a progressive white. I'm not your enemy. I am white, but if you can disregard that. I beg pardon?
You sound like it, sir. You over the radio, sticking us out front, telling the world that you have a right to speak to it, that you dated someone, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yeah, Don, that's embarrassing. You dated a lady in the past. She was an associate?
She was an associate. She was the younger sister of one of the main Panther power brokers at that time, and she vouched for me. And
she vouched for you, so that doesn't mean... How does that translate into you speak... I think you said you speak for African Americans only to whites?
I think the African American community in America needs one good solid white to speak for them.
One good solid white.
You, sir.
I beg pardon, sir.
I'm with Mr. Hendry on that one. We don't need white, black, blue. We don't need anyone to speak for us. The grassroots people have spoken all over America that we want a certain person to be tried in the court.
Well, I understand, sir, but what if this man is...
We know from the first time around, sir, 80%, 60 to 80% of the Panthers was informants and people talking like you that have no regard for nobody, especially the Panther Party.
Are you saying that the Panthers were rats? Are you telling me that 80% of the Panthers were rats?
There were so many informants in there, such as yourself, hearing up things, stirring up things, talking lies and telling lies like you are on the radio tonight, sir. You can't do this.
Are you, I'm going to have to ask you this question now, Don. Do you speak to the police?
Do you realize what the two of you have just done?
I'm talking to Don Nixon now. I mean, if we're talking to you, Don, do you talk to the cops?
Do you realize what you and this gentleman have done? You have now marked me as a rat. And my...
A rat?
Boy, thanks a lot. Now my ass is up for grabs with the Panthers.
You liar and informant is someone who's trying to get us in trouble and boast up that the Panthers want him. And bring him to the Panthers. Let the Panthers handle him. That's not
well, the Panthers have got it. The Panthers have publicized. Well, the Panthers have
publicized. People say, let
right,
them
exactly.
go to court.
And I think that that's the answer. And I think that any kind of an extra legal action, sending him to the Panthers to put him before the People's Tribunal or whatever that is.
Neither one of you guys understands the revolutionary ethic. The revolutionary ethic of the people.
Oh, come on, man. This isn't 1968.
Right.
What do you mean the revolution?
I'm just saying that the people need to speak. And as a white, I'm sympathetic to you. Don't you understand?
We are speaking, sir. They're
all right.
Speaking about this all over America, every video station, every news.
I know, but it's you,
sir,
there isn't
even
one
if you
good.
Know anything about the Panthers is all power to the people, not all power to the Panthers. All the power goes to the people. The people are speaking. Don't give this thing up. We're trying to save taxes in this war, sir. We're not trying to get people killed. I'm sorry. Okay.
Very good point. No. That's a very good point.
Sorry,
that's a very excellent point to lock up. No, you did a great phone call, sir. And I appreciate it, Malcolm.
Okay.
I'm going to move on, but I thank you for your phone call. Outstanding. You too. 877-876-7445. Gentleman said one thing, all power to the people, not all power to the Panthers.
No, you don't, Phil. You sound, and I like you, Phil, but you sound like such a white.
What does that mean?
All power to the people, not all power to the Panthers. You sound almost as if you're a cartoon white. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm just who I am.
I know that.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington here. Molly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Molly, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this. What I'm hearing
right now
is a little hostility. And, I'm very open-minded about everything. And I don't appreciate how people are trying to do, it happened, but yet, because I'm a Comanche, part French Indian, okay? And
are you saying, ma'am, that's the same as being black? You know, this Don Mixon man. This is not the other white man.
What I'm saying is, I'm hearing all this, but I'm not being hostile. You know.
You're not being hostile, but
it's not the answer. It's not the answer.
No,
it's
you're
never
right.
The answer.
Absolutely right. I just
think
when I say
comprehension and taking in people's opinions is a good thing. You know, calm, but relax.
Yeah, totally.
When you override things, it never solve an answer.
That's a good point.
To listen.
I just want to feed Zimmerman or to the Panthers.
You're in a lot of hostility of ignorance. Ignorance.
Why do you say? Why am I arguing?
I call it ignorance because people don't want to listen.
Well, Keith Zimmerman.
What do you mean, Keith Zimmerman?
I'm sorry, Keith Olbermann.
Well, my favorite people that I like.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Do you watch Keith Olbermann? Well, he got fired, so you can't watch him anymore. And he was one of the best progressive voices we had.
And then also, I listen to A&M Colts. I listen to.
Do you listen to the African Hour? We're doing a show now called The African Hour that's hosted all by whites. And this is what we want to do. We've got five white hosts, and it's a five-hour Africa Now.
All white.
Yeah. It's told from the standpoint of sympathetic whites.
I'm married to white.
Are you married to a Cherokee? Are you married to a Comanche?
I'm married to a Cherokee.
You are married to a Cherokee. So, really, what I'm talking to now, Phil, this lady is Indian. She's not black. She's Indian. And that's a different agenda. It's completely the Indian agenda.
Okay, well, I very good phone call, and I thank you, dear, and you're right. I think we do need to speak to each other and not at each other. Very good point. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Elaine. Hi, Elaine. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Don Mixa.
Yes, well.
She said she was a Cherokee.
She's a Cherokee, yeah. Yes, Elaine?
I am trying not to be hostile. I think an injustice has been done to this young man. I think the evidence has been, hidden. Why did they want to hide the 911 call? Why was he arrested then let go? Why didn't somebody contact the family in a timely manner? And I think this is an injustice. A 17-year-old boy goes. I have a grandson who, when he grows up, is going to look like, he would look like Trayvon. And I'm telling you, having given birth to two boys, This is not very easy for me. I have been a caretaker all my life, but I am telling you.
This is Don Mixon, ma'am. Can I ask you a question, ma'am? You had two sons.
Yes.
When you had your sons, did they wear hoods back then, or were they just wearing fedoras? What did they wear then? Probably just nothing, right?
You know, the hoodies were always in for a long time, but they became very popular with teenagers. And I don't think they were very popular when these boys were young.
They became
very fashionable. I live near a high school, and I see all the kids coming out in the afternoon in the hoodies.
We used to wear fedoras. My mother would say, don't go out wearing a fedora because you look like one of those heroin addicts, because all the heroin addicts wore fedoras.
And that's nice, Don, but we're really talking to this lady now.
But I
am very, very angry. Angry to the point of violence. But I know
better. Do you want to feed Zimmerman to the Panthers?
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No.
I know better.
You don't.
I'm taking it to the Lord, and I'm trying to ease my anger. But I think
this was
a gross murder and injustice with a cover-up.
Yeah.
And when the Justice Department finished, you will see that the Attorney General drove 15 or 50 miles to go to the station. He's an elderly white man, and I'm sure he knows Zimmerman's father, who's a magistrate. And when everything is done by the Justice Department, you will see the cover-up. And that bastard should be in the jail. He should be underneath the jail. And then he will find out how nice it is to follow a black kid with Skittles during a halftime game. And
This lady's saying everything that I'm saying.
Well, this lady is saying a lot of good stuff. But what you're saying, Don, has nothing to do with what she's saying.
What am I saying?
You're talking about you being the only white guy that can represent black people, feed him to the Panthers.
Well, but I agree with this lady, and she agrees with me, and this is
yes,
one person.
And you know
why
what?
Can't you
when
say,
the right-wing people have taken this thing to another level, the Bill O'Reilly, that hostile, nasty man on TV, the Bill O'Reilly, because Oprah
O'Reilly,
said
yeah, well,
that
yeah,
has
he's
been
got the
33 days and nothing
he has
been done. He's
he
cursing her on the television. You
right.
know, this is
right, gotta,
all of these people who love guns. Do they see what happened in California? Guns. Guns, guns, guns. America, the world is
absolutely
fighting.
This lady needs to take over your show, Phil.
All right, dear. I got to take a break. Thank you very much. And
don't hang up on her. Let her keep. I love it. I love what she's saying, and I think she should take over your show, Henry. That's how rotten you've gotten.
Is that right? Anyway, thank you very much, Elaine.
No, Elaine, stay on the line. I'm done, Mixer. I want to talk to you. And
no, we have to move on.
No, I want to talk.
Thank you very much, Elaine. Thank you. 877-876. Phil, you don't tell people what to do on my show.
Well, I can tell you right now, Mr. Henry, that's the first lady that came on here four square and said, hey, you, Don Mixa, you may not be black, you're white, but I need a good, solid, thorough white to speak out on this. And she didn't want to feed him to the Panthers. That's the part that I don't like. But the other part is that
she doesn't want to be violent, and she doesn't like the rhetoric, but she is angry. She's saying she's angry, but she doesn't want violence. Okay?
Well, neither do I. And I'm very angry. I'm very pissed off.
What are you pissed off about?
I'm pissed off that I got mocked by that woman and that I was humiliated to the point where I asked her to send me her underwear. Do you understand what's going on in your program, Mr. Henry, that this is a narcissism that is happening here with a lot of your call? I'm trying to talk about issues, and I got so wrapped up in that woman's narcissism that I asked her to mail me underwear. And I think that's a kind of humiliation that I have experienced in a lot of media.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Wow. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Right on. That's all I can say is right on. This is so right on. Oh, God, it's right on.
World-famous.
I can tell you right now, it's not that.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL. So, Don Mixa on the line with us. So you're having yourself a really good time here tonight, Don, speaking as the one solid white, I think you said.
That's exactly what I said. Now, look,
I just want to be clear. The one solid white guy that can speak, to black people.
Yes, I feel that is the need, and because I did.
Because you dated somebody in the Panthers.
I dated a young lady. And she vouched for me, and you feed this guy to the Panthers.
And you feed the guy to the Panthers. So, but that's not violent rhetoric.
No, I don't think it is. I think if you, the People's Tribunal, which...
And that means what?
Would you let me finish? What does it mean? It means that you have a tribe, you get the guy and you say, okay, you have a trial, okay, and then it's done. You can videotape it, and you say yay or nay, and then you let the guy hit the bricks. I don't know a lot about it, okay? I'm just giving you what I have read in certain publications. It's a very, very cloudy, and it is a revolutionary ethic, which I think I learned as I was coming up through college and found myself embracing it because it gave me a niche.
It gave you a niche. It gave you a sort of a credibility.
You know, Mr. Henry, you don't have to grill me like I'm...
Because, you know, what I'm hearing here is a white guy whose niche is that he is, he speaks the progressive language and can speak, quote, to black people because you were vouched for in the Black Panthers a long time ago. And now you want to feed this guy to the Panthers, and that sounds violent, but that's okay. You don't really mean that.
Phil, I think you're on the wrong side of this one. I think, I've spent a lot of time. Look, this, you're going to laugh at this, but I've braided. You know how many times I braided my hair, Anna?
I don't care how many times you braided your hair. Let me take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Eric. No, maybe that's not Eric. Let me see if this is Eric here. Eric, you're on the... Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with this guy. I mean, he's a bit of a smart aleck, braiding his hair or whatever, but, you know, who cares? Jesse Jackson, you can't even understand a word what that guy's saying. And Al Sharpton, I mean, he's a complete joke. So, really, if this guy's got, something to say about the issue, let him speak his piece, man. I mean, I don't really have a problem.
That's exactly
this Cherokee chick and this Malcolm guy. I mean, really. I mean, are they proud of having Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton all over the television, so-called representing them? I mean, come
on. Those guys are... Exactly. We don't need those Uncle Toms. And
whoa, wait a minute. What is this we don't need?
I'm speaking on behalf of blacks.
What do you mean we? You're white.
You just heard what Eric said. I can say what I want. Right, Eric?
Yeah, as a white man, I mean, you know what?
All right, thank you.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Don't
I mean, let him speak his piece. I mean, really, Jackson and Al Sharpton, those are two buffoons. You know what I'm saying?
They're out there.
At least this
they're
guy has a real opinion.
They're Uncle Tomming it up, is what I'm saying. And
boy, oh boy!
You know
Mr.
what?
Henry.
I kind of
yes, sir.
You know, I kind of agree with them. Hey, go ahead, man. You know, I mean, I kind of agree with
them. I think that those two guys, if you put a couple of parasols over their heads and white spats on their shoes, man, they'd be right at home dancing down a New Orleans sidewalk. And I can tell.
Oh man.
I wish to God, I was going to have that woman's underwear in my mail, and the whole.
Will you get out of here? Anyway, Eric, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. One solid white man. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
That should be your nickname.
I'm Phil Hendry, the one solid white man.
Woo!
Phil Hendry.